A Tale of Two Cities, The Dickens Collection, an Audible exclusive series. Written by Charles Dickens and Simon Callow, and read by Simon Callow.
Introduction by Simon Callow. A Tale of Two Cities is unlike any other Dickens novel. That it is and always has been one of the most popular of all his novels, at one time the most popular, is very striking, since it is in some ways his least characteristic. He quite deliberately set out to write a book in which story, as opposed to character and expressive dialogue, was the motor of the book. A story, as he put it, of incident. It is, indeed, a fiercely compelling narrative, partly due to its having been written in what Dickens's friend Thomas Carlyle called teaspoons, short, weekly instalments, each designed to leave the reader on the edge of his or her seat. If you could have read the story all at once, Dickens wrote to his friend and biographer, John Forster, I hope you wouldn't have stopped halfway. Few readers have ever felt the need to do that. Buoyed up by passages of great descriptive virtuosity, Dickens the master reporter to the fore, the story hurtles to its transcendental conclusion, ending with some of the most famous words in English literature. It is a far, far better thing that I do now than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest that I go to than I have ever known. Equally memorable is the rhetorical opening of the novel, a brilliantly sustained series of appositions starting, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, which sets up the way the novel will proceed, by contrasts. The very title establishes its modus operandi, a dualism embodied right at its centre by two men, Charles Darnay and Sidney Carton, alike enough physically to be mistaken for each other, but as starkly different in character as it is possible to be. These contrasts between calm London and cruel Paris, between the English governess, Miss Pross, and the revolutionary virago, Madame Defarge, between the legal lion, Stryver, and his jackal, Carton, are part of the melodramatic technique that Dickens deploys in the work. They are highly theatrical in character, a fact that the author acknowledges in his preface to the first published edition of the full novel. When I was acting with my children and friends in Mr. Wilkie Collins's drama of the Frozen Deep, he wrote, I first conceived the main idea of this story. The idea in question is the redemption of a dissolute, wasted man by self-sacrifice. Dickens himself played the leading part of the degenerate Richard Warder in Collins's play, to overwhelming effect. He literally electrified the audience, said the author. The performance, judged the weekly paper The Leader, is fearfully fine throughout, from the sullen despair in the second act, alternating with gusts of passion or with gleams of tenderness, down to the appalling misery and supreme emotion of the dying scene. Most awful are those wild looks and gestures of the starved, crazed man, that husky voice, now fiercely vehement, now faltering into the last sorrow, that frantic cry when he recognizes Clara, that hysterical burst of joy when he brings in his former object of hatred to prove that he is not a murderer, and that melting tenderness with which he kisses his old friend and his early love and passes quietly away from life. Such was the range and power of Dickens as an actor. When he came to write A Tale of Two Cities, he had been giving readings of A Christmas Carol at charity events up and down the country, to the astonishment and delight of huge audiences, astounded by his gift of characterization and deeply moved by his emotional intensity. So by the time he started to write the tale, he was at full theatrical throttle.